It is Juneteenth, first published in Yellow Medicine Review Journal in fall 2014 by Alice Rose Crow Marach, or Ollie. It was Juneteenth. No citywide celebration was planned in Anchorage. I walked west toward an abolishment of slavery announced on Galveston Island 2 years after the Emancipation Declaration, 2 years before the U.S. signed a treaty claiming Alaska from Russia. I walked to remember. I turned toward home at the corner of Knick and Turnagain, where even clusters of orangey-gold marigolds stood shoulder to shoulder. The marigolds were spaced to bring unifying pattern color to the summer season. They stood sentinel, bright faces overlooking a chemical green manicured lawn mowed in lines comprising a carefully clipped diagonal. Behind a narrow paved half-circle drive, squeezed in and stained white. Behind six clumps of marigolds, behind three gray cement columns, stood the shuttered, silty home with cell service, five steady bars, not an intermittent one or two bars of folks living for the long haul just down the way. I stood quiet in front of that ashen home, scribbling notes in a thin, falling apart moleskin. I stood long enough for neighbors to begin standing behind glass of proud second-story windows to gaze down and out past me. I cocked my head to meet their frozen gaze with a smile before continuing my walk against approaching traffic toward home. The second street down was Captain Cook Drive, named for a lost legacy man. I didn't stand planted. I looked both ways against being hit as I headed across. I walked past a heap of red dirt dumped onto a drive, cloaked by blue nylon tarp, anchored by firewood chopped and split for a fireplace. No wood stoves on this street where flags flutter proud in a nearly summer breeze. I walked past. 4:20 in this part of town, dandelions reach for the sun among overgrown grass and lupin. A float plane descends low overhead, powering down to land on Lake Hood. Soon, a man digging a hole will cock his head and ask, "How you doing?" Just before my friend's curtain home and empty clothesline, I lose the stream of Kwame Doss. I lose the stream of Progeny of Air. Rita, I shot a cowboy today. I shot John Wayne. I lose the single bar. Now I hear chickadees cavorting and traffic zooming by on Northern Lights Boulevard. A boy leans in, race-walking a custom bike with a flat tire, impatient. Another boy grinds the clutch of his manual transmission, struggles to find the next gear. I pass new survey markers dug into the brown earth, orange flags lime-penciled 411. Heading east just before the tagged cement and metal-fenced overbridge, along the heady, oversweet, fragrant gyrations of lilacs, two brown boys on longboards kick by. They raise hands, eyebrows, chins, smiling with their hands, mouths, words, "Hi, Auntie." I return their greeting and keep walking. I cross over. Soon, I begin counting gentrified houses with new metal signs proclaiming Barber Street Neighborhood Crime Watch. Dandelion fluff floats in the afternoon light. Their swirls spread this season's first seeds. I hear Kwame Doss again offering writerly advice about Twitter and making the long haul together. I walk down the hill, step over roots overtaking the forgotten bike trail, and squat next to the bubbling runoff of Fish Creek. Just across the squeaky wooden plank bridge, I face a crumbling, mossy rock wall as I relieve myself. Then I make my way up the hill of bondage, the trail overgrown with roots, round the corner, and arrive home to celebrate freedom.